ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We're learning בעזר השם יתברך, פרשת שמות. We're starting new ספר. It's called ספר הגאולה בעזר השם יתברך. And we have a lot of topics on this week's פרשה, but I thought to speak about one of the פסוקים here בעזר השם יתברך. פסוק says here, ומשה היה רועה את צאן יתרו חותנו כהן מדיין, וינהג את הצאן אחר המדבר, ויבוא אל הר האלוהים חורבה. משה רבנו, he was the shepherd of יתרו, his father-in-law, and וינהג את הצאן אחר המדבר. He used to take all the sheep to the מדבר, like the old pen fields, he used to take it. רשי tells us here, אחר המדבר להתרחק מן הגזל, שלא ירעו בשדות אחרים. רשי is telling us here that משה רבנו was so careful. He does not want the sheep to eat from the fields of that belong to other people. That's why he used to take it to far away fields that doesn't belong to no one, it's hefker. Then litrahek min hagezel. That's what Rashi is telling us here. And umkoro, the Midrash Rabbah, we see here the Midrash Rabbah also on this week's parasha. It says here, parasha bet seman gimal, דבר אחר, ומשה היה רועה את צאן יתרו, הדה ודכתיב, כל אמרת אלוה צירופה. אין הקדוש ברוך הוא נותן גדולה לאדם עד שבודק אותו בדבר קטן ואחר כך מעלהו לגדולה. זאת אומרת, הקדוש ברוך הוא before he anoint a person to become רועה for עם ישראל, to become the מנהיג and the leader for עם ישראל, before he has to check him with the small things. Like what? He said, take a look here what happened. הרי לך שני גדולי עולם. You have two biggest tzaddikim that we have throughout the generations. שבדקן הקדוש ברוך הוא בדבר קטן ונמצאו נאמנים והעלן לגדולה. Two tzaddikim, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he tested them with the sheep. Who are these two tzaddikim? The Midrashim also before. Siman Bet also brings down also the Zmarich here, the Midrash. He says here that Adonai tzaddik ibhan ובמה הוא בוחן במרעי הצון. He said, take a look, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he checked David HaMelech בצון ומצאו רועה יפה. He saw that David HaMelech, he was a good shepherd. So Hashem told him, I want you to be the shepherd of my sheep. That means you are going to be the leader of Am Israel. שנאמר, ויקחהו ממכלאו צון. What does mean ויקחהו ממכלאו צון? מהו ממכלאו צון, המדרש ask? כמו שכתוב, ויקלה הגשם מן השמיים. It means he used to prevent the sheep from eating. What does that mean? How, because of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose him. The Midrash continues, Haya monea hagedolim pene haketanim. Vehaya motzi haketanim lera'ot, kede she'ir'o ha'aseb harach, ve'achar kach motzi hazekenim, kede she'ir'o ha'aseb ha'binoni, ve'achar kach motzi ha'bachorim, she'yu ochlim ha'aseb ha'kashe. He used to have a setup, David HaMelech, whenever he wants to let the sheep eat, first of all, he used to let the younger sheep take them first to eat from the soft grass, to eat it. Why? Because they're young, they cannot eat hard ones. They have to eat, you know, the fresh ones, small ones. That's it, perfect for them. After that, he used to take the oldest ones to eat the binoni. And then all the way at the end, he used to take the stronger ones, the middle-aged ones. Then those, they eat, they're strong, they eat whatever is left over. That's how David HaMelech used to take care of his sheep. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi shehu yodea lera'ot et hatzon, ish lefi kocho yabo ve'ir'ay be'ami. David HaMelech, if that's the way he's behaving with the sheep, he's going to be perfect leader for Am Israel. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose him. הדה הוא דכתיב, מאחר עלות הביאו לרעות ביעקב עמו ובישראל נחלתו. From where הקדוש ברוך הוא chose דוד המלך? From behind the sheep. From behind the sheep he saw him that he's a good shepherd, he said he's going to be the leader. That's about דוד המלך. ואף משה לא בחנו הקדוש ברוך הוא אלא בצון. Why? Because the famous story everyone knows. אמרו רבותינו, כשהיה משה רבנו עליו שלום רועה צונו של יתרו במדבר, ברח מנו גדי אחד ורץ אחריו. עד שהגיע לחסית, כיוון שהגיע לחסית, נזדמנה לו בריחה של מים ועמד הגדי לשתות. כיוון שהגיע משה אצלו, אמר אני לא הייתי יודע שרץ הייתם פני שצמא ועייף אתה. לכן הרכיבו על כתפו והיה מהלך. אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, יש לך רחמים לנהוג צונו של בשר ודם, כך חייך אתה תרעי צונו של ישראל. עד עוד כתיב, ומשה היה רועה. He says here, he said, the once famous story that Moshe Rabbeinu, one of the sheep ran away from the other sheep, and Moshe Rabbeinu he ran after it until he got to the place that the small sheep he wanted to drink. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw him that he ran away all the way here to drink some water. So he said, it's my fault. Probably I did not give you enough water. That's why I ran after you all the way here. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu said, for sure you got tired now. He picked up the sheep, put him on his shoulder, and he came back. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw this. That's the way you're taking care of the sheep. I want you to take care of my people, my Am Yisrael. That's what here the Midrash says. And the Midrash that we started before, that's what he said. To Gedalei Olam, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he checked them with the sheep. בדק לדוד בצון, ולא נהגם אלא במדבר, להרחיק מן הגזל. שכן אליאב אומר לדוד, ועל מי נטשת מעט הצון ההנה במדבר? So you see clearly that David המלך, he took the sheep of his father where? All the way to the מקומות of הפקר. Why? Because he does not want the sheep to eat from a field that belong to other people. It's גזל. מלמד שהיה דוד מקיים הממשנה, אין מגדלים בהמה דקה בארץ ישראל. אמר לו קדוש ברוך הוא, נמצא אתה נאמן בצון, בואו רעי צוני. שנאמר, מאחר עלות הביאו, לרעות ביעקב עמו. That's why Hashem chose him. Same thing by Moshe Rabbeinu. וכן במשה הוא אומר, והנהג את הצון אחר המדבר, להוציאן מן הגזל. ולקחו הקדוש ברוך הוא לרעות את ישראל. שנאמר, נחית כצון עמך ביד משה ואהרון. That's it. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he chose Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech. He saw them that they are so careful about the sheep. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you're going to be leading my nation. That's what the Midrash told us. That the Rashi told us here in two words, but that's what I wanted to read the Midrash from inside. But we have to understand why Davka Kadosh Baruch Hu, he chose David HaMelech and Moshe Rabbeinu. He tested them where? With the small thing, with the sheep. Why Davka with the sheep? Why not with something else? He could check him with the different thing. The whole what the Midrash wants to tell us, Hashem wanted to check him with small things. He could check him with something else. Why Davka behind the sheep? So we start Be'ezrat Hashem Itbarach. We have the famous Gemara, Masechet Sanhedrin. The Gemara says here, Daf Kuf Beit Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk here in Sefer Melachim, Ahar Adabar Hazeh Lo Shab Yarobam Medarko Hara'a. After all of this, still Yarobam did not do Teshuvah. What's the Pasuk referring to? After all of this, after what? The Gemara is asking, May Ahar Amar Bi'aba Ahar Shetifaso HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yarobam Bebegdo Ve'amar Lo Hazor Becha Ve'ani Ve'ata Uben Yishai Netayel Began Eden. Hashem, after Yarobam Nebat, he went out the wrong way, was doing a lot of Abirot. He was doing Abirot, Hata Bechetit Harabim. He caused others also to do Abu Dazara. He himself did Abu Dazara, he caused others. No wonder why the Mishnah calls about him. He was one of the Melachim. Elo Halek Laulam Haba. But before that, not before this, actually, after he was Yosel Tarbut Ra'a, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kibyachol, he held him. He told him, do Tshuba. Even though Hakaim say, הקדוש ברוך הוא, any person who's חוטא and מחטית הרבים, אין מספקים בידו לעשות תשובה. They don't help him do תשובה. If he wants to do תשובה on his own, he could do תשובה. There's no, אין לך דבר עומד פני תשובה, but there's no help from שמיים to help such a person who did עבירות and he caused others to do עבירות also. מן השמיים, they don't help him. Regular person, if he wants to do teshuvah, the Gemara Masechet Menachot said, "May dechti b'mulad letzim hu yalitz v'la'anavim yitten chen." Over there, Menachot Daf Kaf Tet, the Gemara said, "Bal taher mesiyin oto." If someone wants to do teshuvah, bedin shel ma'ala, they help him. They help him do teshuvah. But if someone was chote and machatit harabim, there's no help. Why? The Gemara said, because it's not fair that if he's gonna do teshuvah, he's gonna end up being in Gan Eden because he did Teshuvah, and all the students, they're going to be in Gehenam. It's not fair because he was Mahatit Arabim. That's why in Nashamayim they don't help him. But here, Yarabam and Nebat, he was Kibyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did with him Lefnim Meshurat Ad-Din. Why? Because he was big Talmid Chacham. The Gemara said, Kol Chachmei Israel, in his eyes like Ki'ese Besadeh. They're nothing compared to him. Yerubam HaNevat was big Talmid Chacham. Because of this, the Gemara said, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he told him, if you do Teshuvah, I'm going to accept your Teshuvah. Not only this, Va'ani, me, and you, and Ben Yishai, and David HaMelech, all three of us, we're going to walk together, Netayel Began Eden. What does mean Netayel Began Eden? Ben Shai explains, obviously, it doesn't mean to take a walk, we're going to go on vacation. It doesn't mean like this. And that means we're going to sit down, Tiyul Bepardes. What's Tiyul Bepardes? We're going to sit down and learn Torah, all of us together. That means I'm going to accept your Teshuvah. That's what he told him. So Yerubam HaNevat, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar lo, mi barosh? Who's going to be first? You're going to be first, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, you're going to be number one. Who's going to come after you? I'm going to be number two and David number three? Or it's going to be David number two and I'm number three? So he told him, Amar le, Ben Yishai barosh. David HaMelech is going to be before you. You're right that you did Teshuvah and everything. Yeah, okay, but David HaMelech still has bigger ma'ala than you. Amar le'i hachi la ba'ina. I don't want. If that's the case, I don't want. Because of his ego, the Yerubam HaNevat, he didn't want. He said no. And then Farshim Ibn Ishhai asked, said, what are you talking about? It says that Kadosh Baruch Hu told him clearly, Va'ani ve'ata u'ben Yishai natayel b'gan Eden. He told him, me and you, and then Ben Yishai. That means Hashem told him that you're going to be number two. So what happened over here? He wanted to clarify Yerubam HaNevat. He asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, oh, you're asking now. Now you're going to be number three. But he told him from the beginning, it was Big Talmid Chacham, Yerubam HaNevat. So how come he didn't pick on it? How come he didn't understand the words of Kadosh Baruch Hu? So I saw here the Beni Hoyada. He says, Amar le mi barosh? He said, Kashe. Kevan de Amar le ve'ani ve'ata u'ben Yishai she'ekdimo al ben Yishai. Numsa shehu barosh. Ve'lama sha'al mi barosh? Why did he ask in the beginning, in the first place? What did he have to ask? ולמה אמר לו בן ישי בראש? Why Hashem answered him? It means כביכול הקדוש ברוך הוא changed his mind. What's going on? In the beginning he told him, you're going to be before בן ישי. But now because you ask, בן ישי is going to be before you. כביכול, what's going on over here? הקדוש ברוך הוא changed his mind? What happened over here? ונראה לי בסיעתת שמיה, כי אומרו בגן עדן, אין הכוונה גן של עדן. When Hashem told him, if you're going to do תשובה, me and you and Ben Yishai, we're going to go learn Torah together. Where? In Gan Eden. What does mean Gan Eden? We simply understood Gan Eden. You go to Gan Eden. I said, no, but the Gemara says, no. There is Gan and there is Eden. Because the Pasuk says clearly, V'nahar yotze me'eden le'ashkot et ha'gan. There is the paradise, and then there is the Gan. That's a front yard. But that's not Eden. The main Gan Eden, we call it Gan Eden, but the main Gan Eden is the Eden. That's inside, the orchard. That's the Eden. But there's outside, there's a front yard. That, you know, that's the way to get over there. The Eden, that's the main part of Gan Eden. So here he told him, V'achika amar de, ani ve'ata u ben Yishai atayel. Kelomar, ani atayel amcha ve'im ben Yishai. Ach, amcha atayel b'gan, ve'im ben Yishai ba'eden. That's what Hashem told him. With David HaMelech, I'm going to take him all the way inside. But you, since that you are Hauten Mahatit HaRabim, he's going to be in the gun of the Eden, but not the real Gan Eden. ולכן, וירובעם נסתפק בדבריו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, ולכן שאל כדי לברר הדבר, ואמר לי, מי בראש? רוצה לומר, מי יהיה בעדן שהוא ראש? כי עדן הוא סוד החוכמה שהוא ראש, וגן בינה שהיא לב. אז ואמר לי, בן ישי בראש. So he told him, no, you're not going to go inside Eden, you're going to be outside in the front yard. The front yard of Gan Eden, that's where you're going to be. But David HaMelech is going to be inside. And Yerubam, he heard this, he said, if that's the case, I don't want. He does not want to do Teshuvah. Oyuban said different answer, Ben Shai says, Amar de hazor becha b'tshuvah. If you're going to do Teshuvah, ve'az ani ve'ata u'ben Yishai netayel b'Gan Eden. Ve'sha'al mi barosh, what does mean mi barosh? Different pirush now. זו התשובה שנקראת ראש, שנבראת קודם בריאת העולם, על שם מי תקרא? He told him, now, ריבונו של העולם, you are asking me to do תשובה. That means, דוד המלך, he did תשובה, and you accepted his תשובה. Now, you, Hashem, you are asking me to do תשובה. If I'm going to do תשובה, that means now we have two people, דוד, and ירבעם הנבט, both of them, they did עבירות, and they did תשובה. Now the Teshuvah is going to be called after who? Teshuvah is people are going to look at David HaMelech. That same way David HaMelech did Teshuvah, we could also do Teshuvah. or people are going to look at me the same way Rab'am and Nebati did Teshuvah, we also could do Teshuvah. Who's going to be the example to teach Teshuvah for Am Yisrael? Teshuvah, al mit al shem mit kare ki ben Yishai hu ba'al Teshuvah wa ani ba'al Teshuvah al shem min nikrat sheyomru alav hakim ulah shel Teshuvah. Who people they're gonna call? They're gonna look after who? They're gonna make Yerobam Nebat. He's gonna be the example of the person doing teshuvah, or they're gonna look at David HaMelech. Ve'amar le ben Yishai barosh al shemo nukret teshuvah shehi rosh. Kmo shekatub neum David ben Yishai unum hageber hukam al. What does mean hukam al? Shehikim olah shel teshuvah. Ve'amar le ihachi la ba'inam. Ve'hainu gesut haruach shehaita bo trida oto min ha'olam. That's here what he tells us. The Ben Ishai, beautiful Pirush. That's what he said. That this is the Anyan. The Teshuvah is not going to be called after your name. Teshuvah is going to be called after David HaMelech. People are going to look up to David HaMelech. Same way David HaMelech did Teshuvah. Also, any person who did Abirah, he could also do Teshuvah just like David HaMelech. They're not going to learn from you, Yerobam Nebat. So he saw that the people, they're not going to learn from him. So he's not going to be someone who's hashu. People are going to look up to him. He's not going to be that. That's why I said, I don't want it. But I saw here in the Hiddushei Harim, he goes similar to what the Ben Ishai, the second answer he said, but he goes the different style. He says here, after he quotes the Gemara, ותפסי הקדוש ברוך הוא לירבעם בבקדם, אמר לו, חזור בך, ואני ואתה ובן ישי נטייל בגן עדן, שאל אותו מי בראש, השיב לו, בן ישי בראש, וישיב יחי לה בעינן. He says, זה יזכיר בעל חדושי הרים, he says, דברי הגמרא סתומים וחתומים. What the Gemara is talking about? It's all, we don't understand what the Gemara is talking about. Why? מה הייתה כוונת ירבעם בנבט, ומה השיב לו הקדוש ברוך הוא? What did Yerobam ben Nebat ask, and what did Hashem answer him? We explained one way. Now he's gonna give his pirush. He says, "Dehne me boar bechazal shlo hata David ela kede lehorot teshuba liyachid." Yerobam ben Nebat gam ken hata lehorot teshuba. He said, both of them, David and Melech, he did teshuba. The Gemara beginning for Avodah Zarah, the fed. The Gemara says over there that David and Melech said, "Vel bi halal bekorbi." Kibyachol David and Melech, he has full control. After his Yisr Hara, he could control his Yisr Hara 100%. So why he did the Abira that you want to call it Abira, the Gemara said, Masechet Shabbat, Kol Omer David Hata Inno La To'e. But whatever it is, according to his level, he did something not proper. Why he did it? The Gemara said, Na'abudah Zara, you know why? Because he wanted to do Teshuvah, to teach others that even if you are such a Hashu person, whatever you are, you did the Abira, there's always a way to do Teshuvah. That's what David HaMelech himself, he said, "Alamida foshayim derachicha v'hatayim elecha yashuvu." All his purpose, David HaMelech, that he did the Abira with Bathsheba, only to teach others that there is such a thing called Teshuvah. That's the whole purpose of David HaMelech. Otherwise, the Gemara said, "Bel bi halal bikurbi." He has full control after his Yisr Hara. That's what the Gemara says. So that's what happened to David HaMelech. And so he said, Yerobam HaNebat also, same thing. He said, Yerobam HaNebat, he also did Teshuvah. He did the Abirot. Why? Because he wanted to do Teshuvah later on to teach others that even if he did Abirot, he could still do Teshuvah. It means the same thing. Whatever David the Melech did to teach Teshuvah, also Yerobam Nebat. He wanted to teach Teshuvah for Am Israel. But Rak, so explains here Baal Hadushi Harim, Shehu Ratsa Lehadesh Yoter. Yerobam Nebat, he said, whatever David the Melech did Abirot and he did Teshuvah to teach others, that's not such a big hadush. But he wanted, Yerobam HaNebat, he wanted to do Abirot. What type of Abirot? Abirot is going to be Hoteh and Mahatit HaRabim. Such a person who said he could do Teshuvah. That's what Yerobam HaNebat, he wanted to teach, that even if you were Hoteh, you did Abirot, and you caused others doing Abirot, you could also do Teshuvah. This we did not learn from David HaMelech. That's what Yerobam HaNebat, he wanted to teach others that even if you got to such a worse level, you could still do Teshuvah. That's what he wanted to teach. Hu ratza lehadesh yoter shegam lehoteh umahatit harabim mehane Teshuvah. Vemken lechaora, im yaase Teshuvah, if he's going to do Teshuvah, Yerobam HaNebat, his Teshuvah sarach liyot gadol mit David HaMelech alav shalom. Kevan shehora darkei Teshuvah gam lehoteh umahatit harabim. Vezeh ushishal mi barosh. That's the deep meaning of the question of Yerubam Nebat, he told Hashem, if I'm going to do Teshuvah, obviously my Teshuvah is going to be bigger than Teshuvah of David HaMelech. Why? Because now I'm teaching others that there is Teshuvah, even if you are Hoten Mahatit Arabim, there is also still Teshuvah. So I'm going to be, who's going to be Barosh? Obviously me, right? Umnam Hashem Itbarach Heshib Lo Ben Yishai Yeh Barosh. You're not going to be Barosh. Why? Even if you're going to do Teshuvah and you're going to teach bigger Hadush, you're not going to be bigger than David HaMelech. Why? והכוונה, דווקא דוד המלך שיפקיר את עצמו בעבור כלל ישראל להורות תשובה, זהו דרך לאדם גדול. אבל ירובעם שאחתה וחטית הרבים גם כן כדי להורות תשובה, זה אינו מדרך ישראל להחטית אחרים בשביל להורות תשובה. That's a beautiful here. He says here that David המלך he did עבירה, he put himself in the danger, he put himself into sakana, maybe Hashem is not going to accept his teshuvah. But he wanted to teach Klal Am Israel, so he put himself on the side, only to teach Am Israel that there is such a thing called teshuvah. But Yerubam Nebat, he wanted to do teshuvah, he wanted to teach others that there is a way how to do teshuvah, even if you caused others to do abirot. That means he's causing others to do abirot. Why? Because he wants to get all the credit to him, that even him, Yerubam Nebat, that he was Mahatit Harabim, there's also Teshuvah for him. That means, in different words, he wanted to teach Teshuvah for Am Israel on the account of other people. He wanted other people to do Abirot. Is that the normal way of the person should cause other to do Abirot? Why? Because you want to teach Teshuvah, you want to take all the credit to you. So this, he told him, no, you're not going to be Barosh. David HaMelech, he put himself, he threw himself only for the benefit of Am Israel. He's going to be Barosh, not you. That's a beautiful Pirosh of that here they brings down here that Baal Hadushay Harim. This, when I read this, it reminded me with Ibn Ezra. We know that when Moshe Rabbeinu, he was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem told him, פוקד עוון אבות על בנים ועל בני בנים על שלישים ועל רבעים לתשם. He punishes people if they're not keeping the מצוות. השם could punish the fathers and the son. He could punish the son because of the עבירה of his father if both of them are רשעים. כן? And not only the son השם is going to punish for the father's sin. השם is going to punish the son, the grandson, the great-grandson, great-great-great-grandson until four generations. If all the four generations are Rishaim, Hashem is going to punish the fourth generation because of the sins of his great-great-great-grandfather, up to four generations backwards. Again, that's only if all of them are Rishaim. If one of them decided to do Teshuvah, then sit. Pasuk said, "Lo yumetu abot al banim, banim lo yumetu al abot, ish bihato yumetu." That's if he's doing Teshuvah. But if his ohez ma'ase abutav biyado, if his father was Rasha and he continued to be Rasha just like his father, Hashem is going to punish him for his father's sins. So here, that up to how many generations? Pasu said, "Poked avon avot al banim, al bani banim, al shilashim ve'al rabbeim." Up to four generations. Right after that, the pasuk said, "Ve'imaher Moshe ve'kod asa ve'ishtachu." Moshe Rabbeinu, he hurried. Kibyachol, he rushed. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What happened here? What was he rushing for, the Moshe Rabbeinu? "Ve'imaher Moshe." What was he rushing for? So he says here, Ibn Ezra, "Ve'imaher Moshe, reke moach amru, ki miher Moshe kasher hezkir rabbeim, kidei shelo yomar hamishim." He says that some mefarshim, they want to say that why it says here, "Ve'imaher Moshe," Moshe was rushing. What was he rushing for? He said that some mefarshim, they wanted to say that Moshe Rabbeinu, kibyakol, he was scared. He heard the Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, "I'm going to punish the second generation, third generation, fourth generation." Moshe was scared. Maybe Hashem is going to say, "I'm going to punish also the fifth generation or the sixth generation." So Moshe Rabbeinu, he got scared. So he stopped the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the middle, told him, "Enough, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, up to here. Enough, up to four generations, it's already too much. You want to punish also up to fifth generation, sixth generation, and so on. So that's too much." That's why Moshe Rabbeinu kibyachol, he stopped the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what some mefarshim they want to say. Ibn Ezra, he attacks them, like usually. That's it's common for him to say it. He said, "Reke moach amrukin." He says, people that they have no brain would say such a hadush. Why? "Ki zo ta'ud gedolat." It's a huge mistake. to say such a thing. Why? כי אין הדעת סובלת שיפסיק הוא דברי השם בעודו שהיה מדבר. כי היה בן מוות לשעתו. I said, it cannot be that Moshe Rabbeinu, he cannot convince me that Moshe Rabbeinu, כביכול, Hashem was talking, and Moshe Rabbeinu, he stopped HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he was scared. Moshe was scared, maybe Hashem is going to continue to the fifth and sixth generation. So it doesn't make sense that Pirush at all. He pushes it all the way. בשתי ידיים. That's what Ibn Ezra brings down. But I saw Mufarshim, they explained, said, no. What's the temiha of the Ibn Ezra? How could Moshe Rabbeinu do such a thing? Stop a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He said, with this, it's going to be Mithayeb Mita. In a doubt, Sobel Sheyev, say, Ki Haya Ben Mavit Lishato. He's going to be Hayab Mita to stop a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem was talking, Moshe is stopping a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's got Hayab Mita. How could Moshe do such a thing? The Mufarshim said, yeah, that's the whole essence of Moshe Rabbeinu. Who was Moshe Rabbeinu? He wanted only the best for Am Israel. He put himself, said, Yamut Moshe, ve'elef ki Moshe, ve'lo tepaga' tzporen shel Yehudi Ahad. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, he took good, very good care of Am Israel. He put himself to die, even though Hashem might punish him because he's stopping Hashem's words. But that is Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is all about. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu is all about to be Melamed Zechut on Am Israel. That was it. Even though Moshe, he knew that he's going to be Hayab Mita because he's stopping the words of Hashem, but he said, I don't care. Let me be Hayab Mita, only that Am Israel should not suffer a lot. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, the Mefarshim, they want to argue with the Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra, I don't like that Pirush, but the other Mefarshim said, no, that's all what Moshe Rabbeinu is all about. That's here. It reminded me that Yerobam Nebat, he wanted to teach Teshuvah for Am Israel on the account of others. You want others to do Abirot. You're causing others to do Abirot. Why? Because you want to teach Teshuvah for Am Israel on the account of others. You are far away from Moshe Rabbeinu. You're far away from David HaMelech. You are Yerobam Nebat. You're never going to be Barosh. That's what here. He asked Kadosh Baruch, who's going to be Barosh? He thought he's going to be Barosh because he's teaching bigger Hadush. No way. You're not going to be Barosh. Why? Because you cannot be Mesaken the Hayim of others because you want to teach Teshuvah. That's what Hashem. That was the Shekel Avatar. That was the question between Kadosh Baruch and the Arba'a Menebat. That's how here Baal Hadush Yarim explains. And with this, we could explain also, we have later on, in the Torah, we see later on, the Pasuk says, "Vayomer Adonai el Moshe b'Midian, lech shub Mitzrayim, ki metu kol ha'anashim hambakshim et nefshecha." Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, when he told him he should go to Mitzrayim, to take Ben Israel out of Mitzrayim, said you should go over there to Mitzrayim, and if you're scared from those that they spoke bad about you in front of Pharaoh, they were malchin. ויש מה פרות הדבר הזה ובקיש להרוג את משה. They were Datan ואבירם. They were the ones that they told about Moshe Rabbeinu to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh he wanted to kill Moshe. So obviously Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be scared from these two Rishaim, Datan ואבירם. So Hashem calmed him down. He told them, לך שוב מצרים כי מתו כל האנשים המבקשים תמשיכה. Those that they wanted to harm you, they're dead now. That's what he told them. Just before we start, I saw here the Da'at's Ganim, he asked, he says, how do you know that they died? And the Gemara says, they did not die, Ela sheyardu min nechaseihem. Why? Because we know who were these two people. They were Datan Abiram. We saw Datan Abiram still alive until Korach, until they died with Korach. So how come Hashem told them, ki metu kol ha'anashim ha'bakshim et nefshecha? What do you mean? Shnei Anashim, Abrim Nitzim, who are those Shnei Anashim Nitzim? Datan Ba'aviram. Anywhere the Midrash and the Gemara said, anywhere you see Nitzim, Datan Ba'aviram. Tolin Kalkala B'mkulkal. They are the ones. So here we see that it's still alive. So how come Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that they died? El HaChaim, they explained, the Gemara says, that Yardu Min Nechaseihem. They became poor. And someone who's poor is Hashub Kemet. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu referred to them as if they're dead. But really, they're still alive, but they became poor. Now that they're poor, you don't have to worry about them. They're not close anymore to Pharaoh. They're not going to get to Pharaoh. You don't have to worry about them. So he asked here, he said, we know the Gemara in Abu Dazara says, there are four people that are considered like dead. Who are those four people? He said, Ani, and Metzora, and Mishein Lobanim, and Sumeh. these four people, they are considered like metim. And the Gemara brings psukim for everyone. So he asked, he said, how did Hachamim know that the Tam Ba'abiram, they became poor, maybe they became blind, and so may Hashub Kemet. Maybe they became Mitzora'im, and Mitzora'a Hashub Kemet. Maybe they didn't have kids, and Mishayin lo kids, Hashub Kemet. Why Hachamim they picked? No, they became, only they became poor. How do you know? Maybe the one of the other three. So he says here, Ve'im tomar Mitzora'im hayu, Osumim hayu, דאמרינן ארבעה חשובים כמעט, said no, he cannot tell me this פירוש, why? יש לומר, דוודאי מצורעים לא היו. They weren't מצורעים, why? דלא מצינו שהיו משולחים מן המחנה. They didn't go outside the camp. מצורע, הפסוק said clearly, וישלחו מן המחנה כל צרוע וכל זב וכל תמל לנפש. מצורע has to be sent out of the camp. And they were with the camp, they were with the Korach, they were with anyone else. What are you going to tell me? All the Mitzora'im, they got cured by Ma'amad Har Sinai. Like the Midrashim said, yeah. But all of them, they got back the Tzara'at after Ma'aseh Ha'egel. Because the Midrashim said that when Am Israel, they got to Ma'amad Har Sinai, there was no Mitzora'im, no sick people, no Sumim. They all got cured. But after they did the Avon Ha'egel, wherever they used to be before, they went back to their original state. So here, if the Tam Ba'abiram, they were Mitzora'im, how can we see them among the camp? Ela, for sure, they were not Mitzora'im. And what are you going to tell me? Maybe they're Sumin, maybe they're blind. So he said, no, blind also, Sumin, Nami lo hayu, because they told Moshe Rabbeinu, Ha'ayne ha'anashim ahem tinakir lo na'ale. So they see that they used to see. They weren't blind. What are you going to tell me? They didn't have kids? He said, also, cannot tell me this. Dikhtib, הם ובניהם ונשיהם וטפם. When the ground opened up and swallowed them, swallowed Korach and Datan ואבירם, פסוק said, ובניהם ונשיהם וטפם. They used to have kids, ובניהם, says clearly. So they were, you cannot tell me that they didn't have kids because they did have kids. And they were not blind and they were not מצורעים. And they're still alive. How could that be? It must have been that they became poor. And all the way, he brings also many riot. All the way at the end, he brings down. V'chen name metu, ki metu kol anashim. What's the gematria of metu? Said 446. He said same exact gematria of yardu min nechasehim. You do the gematria of yardu min nechasehim, you're missing one. He said one, you let it go. But that's the same gematria. Said this I heard from Rabbi Moshe Zal. Whatever it is. This is the idea. So that's here what he said. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, don't worry, kimetu kol anashim habokshim et nafshecha. Now, why Hashem have to tell Moshe Rabbeinu that those people, they died? Why Moshe Rabbeinu has to know this? We know here what the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, he tells us here on Parashat Beyesheb, when Yosef came to the Shvatim and they wanted to kill him, Pasuk said, Beishma'a Reuben veyatzilehu miyadam, veyomer lo nakenu nafesh. So he says here, Or HaChaim HaKadosh, what kind of hatzala is this if he wants to throw him in a pit that was full of snakes and scorpions? Famous question. So he says here, Pirush lefi sheha'adam ba'al bechira v'ratzon v'yachol laharog mi shelon t'hayeb mita. Ma she'en ken hayot ra'ot lo yifge'u ba'adam im lo yit'hayeb mita l'shamayim. V'hu umro v'yatzilehu miyadam, pirush miyad bechiri shelahem. U'baze satar umro v'nere mayu halomotam. What is he saying here? Or HaChaim HaKadosh is telling us here, he said, really Reuben, he wanted to save Yosef from their hands, from the Shvatim's hand. Why? Because a human being, since that he has the Bihira, he has the free choice, he could do whatever he wants. So that person, he could kill someone else, even if that someone else does not deserve to die. Why? Because that person, he has the bihira, he has a choice. He has a free will. He could punish someone, he could kill someone, even though he does not deserve it. But when we're going to take Yosef, we're going to throw him into the pit, what's inside the pit? Hayot ra'ot, the scorpions and snakes. Scorpions and snakes, they're not going to kill Yosef at Tzaddik unless there is commandment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But human being, even if there was no commandment from Hashem, they could kill him. Why? Because the person has bihira, has free choice. This we shouldn't get mixed up. I saw in the Amik Dabar, Gaon HaNatziv, he brings down in a few psukim before Parashat Vayeshev, said when Yaakov Avinu, he wanted to send Yosef to see how the brothers are doing. So it says, "Ve'ata lecha ve'ishlachacha alehem." So he told him, I want to send you over there. Lechna re'et shelom achicha ve'shelom atzon ve'ashibeni dabar. So he says here in Ha'amek Dabar, he said, "Lecha ve'ishlachacha alehem ve'yomer lo hanini." Yosef, he told him, "I'm ready." He said, "Tebat lecha enenu meduyak." How is it written, the word lecha, ve'ata lecha ve'ishlachacha alehem? It says, "Lecha lamet chaf he." That's not the normal way of writing the word lecha. Lecha lamed and chaf sofit was supposed to be. Ve'ata lecha ve'ishlachacha alehem. What does it mean lecha udahe? Ukbar nimtza od b'torah lecha ve'ishlachacha el par'o. This week, parasha by Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem told him, "Ve'ata lecha ve'ishlachacha el par'o ve'osei et ami ben Israel Misraim." Also says the same thing, lecha lamed chaf he. And by us, the Midrash Rabbi says, lecha, it's written lecha, not the regular way, lamed chaf he udah he at the end, lecha v'da'it, she'im en ata go'alan, en acher go'alan. That means Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't want to go on this shlichut. Moshe told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, shelach nabi atishlach, go take Aharon HaKohen. Said, shelach nabi atishlach, I told you once, I said, tishlach, what's the gematria of tishlach? Said, tishlach, that's 738. That's the same exact gematria of Aharon. How do I get to Aharon? Aharon b'milui. If you write the full aleph lamed pe, and the he aleph, and resh vav nun, I'm sorry, resh yud shin, resh, and nun vav nun, you write, spell out the word Aharon, the gematria of the full Aharon b'milui, gematria tishlach. So shelach nabi atishlach, just as a side point. Anyways, so Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't want to go. And Hashem told him, "Ve'ata lecha ve'ishlachacha l'paro." If you're not going to redeem them, no one else is going to redeem them. It means, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he put Moshe on the spot. He told him, if you're not going, no one's going to take them out of Mitzrayim. You want them to stay in Mitzrayim? Moshe heard this. He said, okay, I'll go. So that means over there, why Hachin did the word Doresh like this? Because it says Lecha udahe at the end. So it says here by Yaakov also, Ve'ata lecha ve'ishlachacha alehem. What did he meant? Ve'darshu b'midrash rabba, im en ata holech, lo yelech acher. Ve'kaze yesh lanu lefarish kan. It says, same pirush. It says, Gaon HaNatziv, it said, we have to explain here by Yaakov Abinu and Yosef. The Yaakov Abinu, im ratza lada'at shelom banav, ve'chi lo haya lo ebed l'shloach. He didn't have, he could send someone else. You know that brothers, they hate Yosef. Why? Because Yosef, Yabe Yosef, the batam ra'ay labihem. So Yaakov, he knew that the brothers, they're not so much friendly with Yosef. So if you want to know how they're doing, send someone else, send a messenger. Why are you sending your own son, Yosef, to a place of sakana? Ela yarem pene ha-sakana gam ala ebed. Here he says that Yaakov Abinu, he did not want to send messenger. Why? Because call it drachim b'chazkat sakana. If he's going to send messenger, maybe that messenger is going to die on the way. Drachim b'chazkat sakana, v'satan mekotreg b'shaat sakana. That's why he did not want to send messenger. So why you send your son? So he said, no. Abal al Yosef, haya batua hatzut katosh, lo yifga' bo adam ra. Yosef al-Sadiq, Yaakov, he was 100% sure that Yosef, since that he was big tzadiq, no one's going to touch him. According to Orachim HaKadosh, he just said, Baal Bihira, he could touch him even though he's tzaddik, even though he does not deserve it, he could touch him. So what is this? He explains here in Harhib Dabaram, He said, ולהסביר יותר, יש להקדים הדעית בזוהר הקדוש פרשה שלנו, דראו בן אמר להשליך את יוסף הבור מלא נחשים ועקרבים, ולא ירא שיהרגו, שהיה בטוח את זכותו. והא שהיה ירא מנאחים, היינו משום דבחירה שבאדם הוא למעלה מהשגחה עליונה. That's basically what the Orachim HaKadosh said. After that he said, ואומנם, he said, but you should know, חלילה לומר שאין ביד ההשגחה העליונה לשמור גם בחירת האדם. He said, חס ושלום, to say that הקדוש ברוך הוא cannot protect a person from others that they want to harm him. We just said others, they have the בחירה. They could harm someone, even though that someone, he does not deserve it. But he said, חס ושלום, to think that הקדוש ברוך הוא cannot protect that person? Of course he could protect him. So what Orachim HaKadosh talking about? So he said, no. Ela, what the Zohar, also he quotes here the Zohar. Ela, כך יש לנו לומר, דלעניין זה, בעינן זכות יותר. והיינו שיהיה טוב גם בן אדם לחברו, ויהיה צדיק וטוב לו, בשביל שהוא צדיק גמור. said, you're right, the Kadosh Baruch Hu normally he does not protect a person from others that they want to harm him. Normally he does not protect him. But if that person's extra tzaddik, he was very careful about his actions, of course he does not have to worry about anything. Even from Bihirat bin Adam, that he has a free will, he cannot come close to him. Why? Because Hashem protected him. That's why Yaakov Abinu, he wanted to send to see how the brother, how the brothers are doing. He wanted to send who? Dafka Yosef, not other messenger. Why? Because the messenger is going to go on the way. Drachim b'chazkat sakana. He might something happen to him. That's why he sent Yosef as-Sadiq. He was sure Yosef as-Sadiq, nothing's going to happen to him on the way. And also from his brothers, they cannot do anything to him because he was big tzaddik, he has big zechiyot, and for sure Hashem is going to protect him from this. That's what he says over here. So now, I saw here, he asked in Sefer Keli Hamda, so in this week's parasha also brings down here, he says, והנה בעקר דברי השם יתברך למשה רבנו שאמר לו, לך שוב מצרימה, כי מתו כל האנשים המבקשים את נפשך, he said, לך אורה יפלה. דלמה הוסיף לו קדוש ברוך הוא זאת, דמי נפקא מינה אם מתו או לא מתו, הרי בידו של הקדוש ברוך הוא להמית אותם כרגע, אם ירצו לעשות לו רע. He said, why Hashem has to tell Moshe Rabbeinu, he should go back to Mitzrayim, why? Because the people, they wanted to kill you, they spoke about you to Pharaoh, Pharaoh wanted to kill you, those people are dead. You don't have to worry about them. Why Hashem has to add this statement to Moshe Rabbeinu? What, Hashem cannot protect Moshe Rabbeinu from these Rishaim? We just read you from the Amik Dabaragon Nasim. So yeah, Hashem could protect. If a person was big tzaddik, Hashem could protect him. And obviously Moshe Rabbeinu was Adon Kol Nebiim. Hashem for sure he could protect him from those, even though they did not die, they're still wealthy, they're still close to Paro. You have nothing to worry, Moshe Rabbeinu, because I'm sending you over there. You have nothing to worry about. Why Hashem, he told him, Kimetu Kol Anashim. Who cares if they died or not? Hashem, even if they're still alive, they're still wealthy, as we said, Hashem couldn't protect them. Why Hashem have to add this? ואם כן, מה זה שאמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, כי מתו כל האנשים? And not only this, he said, ולבד כל זה, הרי מחויב למסור את נפשו לקיים מצוות הקדוש ברוך הוא. Hashem does not need to tell Moshe Rabbeinu that those people, they died. Why? Because even if they're still wealthy, they did not die, and they might kill him, still Moshe, that's the second question, even if you're going to tell me they might kill him because they have the hira, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he does not need to tell Moshe Rabbeinu that they died, because Moshe Rabbeinu has to be Moser Nefesh to do the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem send you to Mitzrayim, even though there's Sakana over there, you don't have to worry about it. Why? Because you have to do mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mesirot Nefesh. Why Hashem he added this to him? So he said, Bishlama Lida'at Rashi Masichet במסכת נדרים, ששבועה שנשבע למשה לפרעו, דשבועת משה לפרעו היה משום זה, יש ליישב קצת. אמנם לדעת הר"ן במסכת נדרים, דנראה ששבועה הייתה לתועלת יתרו, שיהיה רועה צונו. ואם כן, מה זה שהוסיף לו הקדוש ברוך הוא דברים הללו? הגמרא says over there, מסכת נדרים, that the Gemara says over the Samechei Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that Hamudar Hana'a Mechaviro Bifanav, En Matirin Lo Ela Bifanav. That if a person did neder to someone in front of him, if he wants to do Hattara for that neder, he cannot do Hattara unless if he goes next to that person who did Hattara next to him, then he could do Hattara. That means he cannot do neder to someone and go to different town, different place and do Hattara by someone else. Doesn't go like this. You did shibu'a to someone. You did neder to someone. You cannot be matir that neder unless if that person is going to be next to you. How do you know this? What's the source? It says, Amar Ibn Ahman, Minna Hanim Leh, Amar Ibn Ahman, Dikhtib, Vayomer Adonai El Moshe B'Midyan, Lech Shub Mitzrayim, Kimetu Kol Anashim HaMbakshim Et Nafshecha. Amar Lo B'Midyayin Nadarta, Lech Ve'Ater Nidrecha B'Midyan. You did the neder to Yitro in Midyan. That's why you should go back to Midian, to Yitro, to do Hattara. That's why Hashem, ויאמר השם אל משה במדיין, לך שוב מצרים. Why דווקא במדיין? Because he told them, he did neder to Yitro, you have to go next to Yitro to do Hattara for the neder. So how did Rashi explain here? Rashi says here, לך והתר בפני יתרו, שאין מתירין לו לאדם אלא בפניו, ויתרו הדירו למשה שלא לשוב מצרים, פני אותם אנשים המבקשים להורגו. He said, יתרו, he told Moshe Rabbeinu, he told him, I want your word, I want you to do neder to me, that you're not going to go back to Mitzrayim. Why? Because Yitro knew that the people in Mitzrayim, they wanted to kill him. So he said, and now that he married his daughter, now that Moshe became his son-in-law, said, I want you to do neder, to do Shebu'ah to me, yet you're not going back to Mitzrayim. Why? Because I'm scared from those people, they might kill you. So if that's the case, according to Rashi, since this is the way Rashi understood the Gemara, according to Rashi, he said, I understand why Hashem has to tell him, Kimetu kol anashim. Why? Because now Moshe's neder is depending on Yitro. How is Moshe going to convince Yitro to do Hatara? Yitro is going to tell him, I'm scared, maybe they're going to kill you. That's why Hashem told him, no, go tell your father-in-law that let me go back to Mitzrayim. The whole neder I did to you that I'm not going back to Mitzrayim because we're scared from those people. But now they're dead. There's nothing to worry about. So according to Rashi, we understand why Hashem told him, Kimetu kol anashim. But according to the Haran, who explains here, he says, Shenadar Moshe leYitro leShev Amo leHana'ato. The whole neder that Moshe did to Yitro, that he told him, I'm going to make neder, that I'm not going to go back to Mitzrayim. Why? Not because people, they're going to kill me over there. They didn't mention any of this. The whole neder that he did, why? Because Yitro, he was concerned, he needed someone to be Ro'ay for his shepherd, for his sheep. He was looking for a shepherd. That's why he told Moshe Rabbeinu, make neder to me, you're not going to go back to Mitzrayim. Why? For my benefit. I need someone to take care of my sheep. So according to Da'at Haran, why Hashem, he told him, Kimetu kol anashim, what is this connected, what does this have to do? So we'll go back to the same question here, the Hamda. He says, "Uma shenara le'aniyut da'ati baze, dechashash Hashem yitbarach, שמשה רבנו לא ירצה ללכת למצרים פני האנשים המבקשים את נפשו. ואף על גב דהיה בטוח שלא יוכלו לעשות לו רע, אבל זה לא ירצה משה רבנו שיענשו אנשים אחרים על ידו, או שיקשלו על ידו בעבירות לחשוב לקחת את נפשו. והיה מסרב לקיים דברי השם יתברך שלא יקשלו אחרים על ידו." וסד משה רבנו, ביירופון, סד משה רבנו, he was scared to go back to מצרים. Why? Because those people, they might come to kill him. And if they're going to kill him, now they're going to be punished. Why? Because now they're sending their hand, b'mashiach Hashem. They're going to be punished because of me. And if Hashem's going to save him from those people, how is he going to save him? That means Hashem's going to kill them because they want to harm Moshe Rabbeinu. And still, Moshe Rabbeinu was scared. You want to kill people, even though they were resha'im, you want to kill them because not to harm me? I don't want this. He does not want to do the shlichut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though Hashem is sending him. I want you to go back to Mitzrayim. Moshe, he didn't want to go. Why? Because manafshach, you're going to do something that others are going to be punished because of me. Either you're going to kill Datan v'Abiram because they want to harm me, or if you're not going to kill them, they might come to harm me, and they're going to be punished also for this. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, he did not want even those Rasha'in to be punished because of him. Even though Hashem is sending him, he said, I don't want to go. Hashem is going to punish him now. He said, Mutab she'amut mitat atzmi, and not to cause others to do, because of me. To do others, cause others to do abirot because of me. He does not want to do it, Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the scare of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was scared about. Until Hashem told him, לכן הקדים לו הקדוש ברוך הוא ואמר לו, כי מתו כל האנשים המבקשים את נפשך, ומעתה אין לך שום מניעם ללכת למצרים. Beautiful. He says here, he told him, now that those people, Datan ואבירם, they're not rich anymore, they became very poor, you don't have to worry about them. They are not going to be punished because of you, they are not going to harm you, they are not going to be punished. So you don't have to worry about it. That's why Hashem has to add to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kimetu kol anashim. Because if Hashem would not have added this sentence to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe would not listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because even though Hashem is sending him, he knows he's going to be punished because not listening to Hashem. But what Moshe cares about, that others should not be punished because of me. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a beautiful pirush here. So the Alpize, he continues here. Muvan gamken mashem matzanu esel Shmuel al-Nabi. So what does it say by Shmuel? That when Hashem sent Shmuel al-Nabi to anoint David al-Melech to become the next king, Shaul al-Melech was king at that time, Hashem sent Shmuel al-Nabi, Malei karnecha shemen, and he should go with that oil, shemen al-Meshcha, to anoint David HaMelech. He's going to become the next king. Why? Because Kima'asti et Shaul, because he did not listen to me when he did not kill Amalek. That's after the story of Amalek. Hashem told Shmuel Nabi, he should go anoint David HaMelech. And it says over there, ושמואל הנביא תודה קדוש ברוך הוא אמר לו איך אלך ושמע שאול והרגני how am I gonna go שאול המלך he might hear that I'm coming to anoint דוד המלך instead of him אין לך מרידה במלכות יותר גדולה מזו I'm the biggest מורד במלכות even though everyone knows שאול is the king I'm going over there and I'm telling everyone שאול is not the king דוד המלך is the king that's מורד במלכות obviously I said, Shaul HaMelech is going to hear, what am I going to do over there? He's going to kill me. How can I go? Until Hashem told him, said, you know what? You should take a few kebasim, take it with you, and you should tell everyone that you're going over there to bring Korban. Hashem Kebiyachol, he told him, find a loophole how to go there. But the question is, how come Shaul HaMelech, Shmuel HaNabi was scared to follow the orders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem told him, he should go over there, anoint David HaMelech to become the king. Shmuel, he was scared. Maybe Shaul's going to hear, he's going to kill me. So what? Because of this, you don't want to go? You don't want to listen to Hashem? Because you're scared that Shaul HaMelech might kill you? The same question I have over there also. The Malbim, he asked on the spot. He wants to stay over there. He says that really, Shmuel and Nabi, he wasn't scared to follow the orders for Kadosh Baruch Hu. For sure, if Hashem told him to go, he would go gladly. But Shmuel and Nabi, he was mistaken because the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't tell him to anoint David HaMelech publicly. Hashem told him he should go anoint David HaMelech to become the king. He said, okay, I could do it b'tzana. And if I'm going to do it publicly now, Shaul HaMelech, he might hear this and he might kill me. So I'm listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I don't have to do it openly. I could do it quiet. And also, what are you going to tell me? Shaul HaMelech, Shmuel HaNabi was scared, maybe Shaul's going to kill him. How come he was not Musir Nefesh for the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He wasn't scared he might get killed, Shaul might kill him. But I said, for sure, Shaul, he would want to kill him. And Hashem, for sure, he would have saved Shmuel and Nabi because Hashem sent him. He has full betahon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in such a case, that is called Makom HaZika. He had Shchicha HaZika, Shani, the Gemara, Masechet Kedushin, Masechet Psachim, a few other places, the Gemara says, when Shmuel HaNabi is going to anoint David HaMelech next to Shaul, it's called Maridam Malchut. It's called Shechiyah Hazika. So for sure, Hazik is going to happen over there. But he was Boteh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, for sure is going to save me. But how Hashem is going to save me? For sure he has to do a miracle to me. And Misha Osim Lo Nes, Menakin Lo Mzachiyotav. So that's why he does not want to go over there. That's why how the Malbim, you can look it up over there, the Malbim. That's more or less what the Malbim is saying. That Shmuel HaNabi wasn't scared that he's going to die, but he was scared maybe they're going to take away from his Zechiyot, because for sure Hashem is going to save him from Shaul HaMelech, that he wanted to kill him. For sure Shaul would want to kill him, and Hashem, for sure he would save him, but it's not going to go for free. Shmuel HaNabi is going to pay from his Mitzvot for this Nes. That's why Shmuel HaNabi was scared about this. But here the Kli Hamda explains, according to what we said before about Moshe Rabbeinu, said, ועל פי זה מובן, what happened with Shmuel HaNabi, שלך הורה, אינו מובן כלל, איך ייתכן לדבר דברים כאלו להשם יתברך, אם הוא מצווה עליו לעשות מעשה? ומה בכך שיהרג? אחי שמואל לא היה מוסר נפשו על מצוות השם יתברך? שמואל, even if he's gonna get killed, if Hashem suddenly you over there, you should go. You should go over there, and even if you're gonna die, you're gonna die al kadosh Hashem. Go, why not? Why was he scared, Shmuel HaNabi? He was scared to die al kadosh Hashem. Hasu shalom. What happened? So he said, "Bagmara shaklinan betarinan matzat shelohem zva enan zokim betarsinan dehave begeder shchiha zeka betamuah meod delok shuklal al guf teshubat Shmuel ech sheyach leashib ken al mizvat Hashem itbarach." So the Gemara didn't even touch the idea. How come Shmuel could say such a statement? What happened over here? The Shmuel was scared that he's going to die. What happened over here? אמנם נראה דעניין גם כן כהנל. דשמואל השיב, איך אלך ושמע שאול והרגני? ויוסיף שאול לחתו בחטא של שפיכות דמים. ולזאת אין רצוני לקיים מזוות השם יתברך מקום שחברו יקשל על ידו בחטא של שפיכות דמים. So he said, that's exactly the same idea with Moshe Rabbeinu, that's exact same idea with Shmuel HaNabi. He said, I don't want to go there. Even though Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, is sending me, I don't want to go there. Why? Because if I'm going to go, normally Shaul, for sure he is going to kill me. Ella, you're going to save me from Shaul. Either you're going to do a miracle for me, you're going to take away from my Zechiyot, or you're going to kill Shaul HaMelech because he wants to harm me. I don't want this. I don't want you to Shaul HaMelech. He might kill me, and he's going to be Nechshal by Shfichud Damim, Shaul HaMelech now. That's why is he Nechshal? Because of me. So said Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't want to go. Even though he's sending me, he was willing Shaul Shmuel HaNabi to be punished from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The main thing, what he was scared, what he was concerned, Shmuel HaNabi, that other people like Shaul HaMelech should not be punished because of him. He said, "Ubaze, zehu mesirut nefesh yoter mesirut gufo ba'abur mitzvat Hashem. Vekan masar nefesho v'nishmato shelo lishmo al Hashem itbarach. Why? בשביל שלא יקשה לישראל אחר על ידו, ויפקיר את עצמו בשביל זה, כדי שלא יבוא חברו לידי חטא על ידו." That was Shmuel HaNavi. Was the same idea with the Moshe Rabbeinu. He was scared that maybe others are going to be punished because of him. That's why both of them, they didn't want to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu כביכול. Why? Because they were scared maybe others are going to be punished because of them. And as we all know, we have the famous... Tiferet Israel, the end of Masechet Kedushin, it brings down over there that after Moshe Rabbeinu took Ben Israel out of Mitzrayim, he brings down over there that Shamayu, Amim Rgezun, everyone heard about the miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu did, and over there he says that one Arab king, he wanted to see who's that Moshe Rabbeinu, he wanted to see him, who's that image that took Ben Israel out of Mitzrayim. He did all these miracles. He wanted to see him. But he cannot leave his kingdom to go over there to see Moshe Rabbeinu. So he sent one of his artists. He told him he should go over there and take a picture of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he, you know, draw the image of Moshe Rabbeinu. He should go over there. Because normally if you're sitting, if you want the other, you know, the artist, you know, to draw your picture, so you have to stand still, you know, for 2 hours. He cannot move, because otherwise he cannot draw your picture. So here, how did they do it to Moshe Rabbeinu? We sat down Moshe Rabbeinu because of that guy. Whatever the case is, this is the Anyan, that they took he drew Moshe Rabbeinu, he came back to the king, and that king, he brought his advisors, people that they understand, بحكمات הפרצוף, and told them, what do you say about such a person? They look at him, said, that person is the biggest Rasha on earth. So he was he didn't know what to do. That king, he said, what's going on? Either my advisors, they don't know what they're talking about, or the artist did not draw Moshe Rabbeinu properly. So he didn't know what's going on. He sent another artist, same thing, same story. Then he decided, he said, I want to go myself to see Moshe Rabbeinu. He wanted to go himself. So he went outside to the Midbar, Ben Israel, they were in the Midbar. And he asked permission to see Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, for Kiddush Hashem, whatever reasons that he had, he met him, and he told him the whole story. And Moshe Rabbeinu told him, listen, all what your advisors told you about that image, they're 100% right. And your artist, he drew me 100% right. Both of them are right. How's that possible? Moshe told him, you know, my nature, when I was born, my nature, I was the biggest Rasha. But I worked on myself, and I became the biggest tzaddik. That's what the Rambam writes. He said, every person could be tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, or could be rasha' like Yerobam ben Nebat. You choose. So he said, Moshe Rabbeinu, don't think that Moshe Rabbeinu, he was born, you know, the extra chokmah, he was born with something extraordinary. He said, no, he was born a regular person, not only this. He said, he told him he was born with bad midot. Moshe Rabbeinu, he worked on himself, and he bettered himself, he made himself better and better, that's why he became what he became. That's what he told him over there. So that story, he brings it, as I told you, he brings it in the Tiferet Israel, he brings it at the end of Masechet Kedushin. Many Mfarshim, they did not like that story, and they put Harem on it, they said, it's Hasv Shalom, the whole story from beginning to end is wrong. Many in Farshim, they say like this. Why? Because the Pasuk was ma'id on Moshe Rabbeinu, but Tere Otoki Tobhu. From the time he was born, he was good. But whatever the case is, I saw this also Shittam Kubetzet, במסכת נדרים, the end of פרק שלישי, he brings a similar story. He does not bring the, about Moshe Rabbeinu. He brings a similar story. This is the idea. The person could work on himself. He could be born with bad midot, and he could work on himself. Everyone has to work on his midot. Everyone knows he has bad midah of ka'as, he has to work on the ka'as. He had bad midah of kamsanut, he has to work on the kamsanut. And every person, Adam yodea nega'i atzmo, every person knows himself, he has to work on himself. That's what they bring down. And if that's the case, now we know why Hashem chose Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu to be the shepherd of Am Israel. Why? Because he's the only one, because he was born, according to that story, he was born with bad midot, with bad characters, and he worked on himself. And same thing with Am Israel, when they were in Mitzrayim, Pasuk said, "V'etarebu b'goyim v'ilmedu ma'asehim." They learned from the goyim, "Ma'elu obde avodah zara, afelu obde avodah zara." "Ma'elu shofchei damim, afelu shofchei damim," the Midrash says. They became the worst, the 49th sha'arei tumah they reached. So they were in the all the way down. How are they going to go up all the way up to Memtet Sha'arei Kedusha? They need someone who was there and who worked on himself to bring them up. Who's that guy? So that was the story about Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why Hashem, he chose Moshe Rabbeinu. Dafka, you are the one to save Am Israel. Why? Because of this. Because you were born with such a midot and you worked on himself. And take a look what you became. You are the only one who could teach Am Israel to elevate themselves. And with this, I saw here also, he brings down here in Sefer Lebushei Yom Tov, in this week's parasha also, he says, "Lekach nera demshum hachi b'chavana haya manhig Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom et atzon lemidbariyot, kedei shelo yirao min hagezel." That's why you take them to the midbar. He said, "Ki achar kach," why Moshe Rabbeinu was careful about this? "Ki achar kach kishayochlu Yisrael otan hatzon yazik lahem b'nefesh, ki yadu ashidbarim ha'asurim metamtimim et halib." Just like also what the Rama brings down in Yorei Di'a, Siman Pei Aleph, "De meneket lo tochal dabar esur lefi shimtamtim leb havalad." Said, because Moshe Rabbeinu used to take care of the sheep, take them to hefker places, because he does not want the sheep to eat from something which is stolen. Why? Because if they're going to eat something stolen, then Am Israel, they're going to eat these sheep, it's going to have bad effect on Am Israel. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, he wanted to take the sheep outside to the hefker, so it should not be metamtem lebam shel Israel. He wanted Am Israel not to have any bad influences because they're eating such a behemah that if it ate from stolen food, then the person who's going to eat that behemah is going to have bad effect on him. Moshe Rabbeinu, we said he was taking care so much of Am Israel, he does not want it. That's why he said he used to go to the midbar, even though it was Makom Sakana over there, there's no one over there. Maybe there are Hayot Ra'ot, who knows what's over there. He was going over there for the benefit of Am Israel. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what we said, he was doing all of this for Am Israel. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu, he is the one that he brought the Torah to Am Israel, he gave everything to Am Israel. That's why we're lucky that we have Moshe Rabbeinu. The Pasuk said, "Ashrei ha'am shekacha lo, ashrei ha'am she'adonai Elohav." Hakim said, "Shekacha lo, shekacha gimatria Moshe." "Ashrei ha'am shekacha lo, ashrei ha'am that we have Moshe Rabbeinu." Moshe Rabbeinu is always praying for Am Israel. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. The Maran Ahidah brings down also, in the Debash Lefi, said, Moshe Rabbeinu, what's the gimatria of Moshe Rabbeinu? He said, exactly, gimatria 613. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. He brought us the Torah to Am Israel. And Shem Moshe is also Hashub. Say Moshe Gematria El Shaddai. He brings down many, many Pirushim. He said, the name of Moshe Rabbeinu, the name of Moshe is the name of Hashibun. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. He put himself for the benefit of Am Israel. All what he did, Moshe Rabbeinu, it was only for the benefit of Am Israel. He was taking care of other people. Ve'yar b'siblotam. Ve'yigdal Moshe ve'yasei leha ve'yar b'siblotam. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why we said, Baruch Hashem, that we have Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu now he passed away, but still, Bashamayim, he does not keep quiet, Moshe Rabbeinu. He is always praying for Am Israel until Hashem is going to say, "Al-Mashiach haskenu b'ed Hashem, b'ezkeh l'gula shenema, m'ra b'yaminu, amen v'amen. Rabbi Hanan, al-Malak, she'omer, asakot, she'pul, chuzukot, Israel,